I suppose if I had one place to turn to in Scripture to tell someone the truth, to preach the gospel, the truth, to someone who's never heard it before, I suppose it might be Ephesians 1. In Ephesians 1, three times he says, this is to the praise of the glory of his grace. In verse 6, verse 12, verse 14, to the praise of the glory of his grace. That is, salvation is to the praise of the glory of God's sovereign, electing, saving, keeping, predestinating, redeeming, forgiving, abounding, revealing, gathering, inheriting, healing, believing, sealing, grace. For by grace are you saved, it says in chapter 2, verse 8, through faith, and that is not of yourselves, that's grace too. Grace is not an offer, but it's an act of God. Grace is not an invitation, but it's an operation of God. Verse 19 of chapter 1 says, those who believe do so according to the working of his mighty power. Repentance is a gift. Faith is a gift. Fruit is a gift. Life, sight, healing, hearing is all a gift of God. By grace are you saved. Chapter 2, verse 1 says of some, you were dead and God quickened you. Yes, by grace he gave you life. Not an offer. You don't offer life to a dead person. It must be given. Christ said, I am come that they might have life. Not to offer life, but to give life. In Ephesians 1, Paul says, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Everything's by the will of God. Verse 9 says he works all things according to the good pleasure of his will. His will, all things. Verse 11, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. They said to David, where is your God? He said, our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. That's the God of the universe. That's the God of the Bible. Any God who cannot do anything unless man lets him do it is no God at all. The God of the Bible, the God who is God, lets man do what he does, not vice versa. It says, by the will of God, this is to the saints. Paul is writing to the saints. That means the sanctified one, those set apart by the Spirit of God, but chosen by the Father, sanctified by the Spirit of God, redeemed by the Son, to the saints. You don't make yourself a saint. The Pope in Rome doesn't make people saints. God makes them saints. The Holy Spirit makes them saints. Sanctified by the Heavenly Father. Sanctified by Christ. Sanctified by the Spirit of God. He says to the saints which are at Ephesus or any other church where God's saints are located, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. He says, those who have faith are full of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the testimony of God's people. This is the confession, the faith of God's elect delivered to the saints, the Scripture says. The faithful in Christ Jesus are those who know salvation is in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? It means if you're found in Him, Philippians 3, if you're found in Him in that day, not having your own righteousness, which is of the law, a goodness, a morality, a law-keeping that you came up with, but rather found in Him, covered by Him, in Him, robed in His righteousness, which He worked, covered by His shed blood for the remission of your sin, then you will be saved. You are saved. Like the children of Israel in those homes in Exodus chapter 12, those under the blood were saved. It wasn't their works that saved them. It was the blood. It was the salvation of God revealed to them. They were in the house under the blood. They all had a lamb. That's Jesus Christ. To the faithful in Christ Jesus. What does it mean to be in Christ Jesus? It means like Noah and his family were found in the ark that day. God didn't love everyone. He destroyed a world full of people. Oh, it would have been mockery to put a bumper sticker on the outside of that ark saying, smile, God loves you. No, the wrath of God had come down on these people. He destroyed them all, millions of people. But God's love, God's salvation, God's favor, God's grace was for those in the ark. In the ark. Why were they in the ark? God called them. God chose them. God brought them into the ark. Salvation is to be in Jesus Christ. He is that ark, like Noah's ark. He goes on to say, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. God is not the Father of all mankind. He's the Father of His people by adoption and by new birth. You must be born again. You must be born again. You're not born of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but born of God. Born of His Spirit. Born of His Word. And you, James wrote, hath He begotten of His own will, are we begotten by the word of truth. Born of God, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on to say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Where are they? Where are the blessings of God? Well, they're spiritual blessings, and they're in Jesus Christ. The blessing of election, the blessing of adoption, the blessing of predestination, the blessed blessing of being accepted, of being redeemed, of having the gospel revealed to you, of being gathered, of being kept by His power. Not one single material blessing is mentioned in this chapter, but there's spiritual blessing. And all of God's people know these are the blessings of blessing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us, the saints, with all spiritual blessings, and those blessings are in heavenly things, heavenly places, in Jesus Christ. And it says, verse 4, the very first blessing that He names is, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. God chose a people. God has an elect people. And He chose them in Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world. Let me ask you a question. I don't know if you believe in God's sovereign election or not. It's certainly true. It's the gospel. It's the truth. It's God's word. Over 27 times the word elect or election is mentioned in the New Testament. Well, He says, as according as He hath chosen us in Christ. You ask someone, let me ask you, are you saved? Well, you say, might say yes. Well, let me ask you, according to the Scripture, answer this question. Answer these questions. According to the Scripture, did you choose God? Did He choose you? What's the Scripture say? Here it says, according as He hath chosen us in Christ. All right, if God chose you, when did He choose you? When did He choose you? After you believed? Oh, no, that's not what Scripture said. According as He hath chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. All right? Why? Why did He choose a people? Why? In verse 5, it says, according to the good pleasure of His will. He didn't choose a people because they were good, because they were holy, because they were righteous. No, they're sinners. He chose them to be holy, to be righteous, to be without blame before Him. And He did it in love to them. Verse 5 talks about predestinating grace. Verse 4 is electing grace. Verse 5 is predestinating grace. Having predestinated us under the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. God purposed to have a people as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. He chose them. He chose them. The foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal. The Lord knoweth them that are His. How does He know them? He chose them. And He gave them to Christ. Christ said, I lay down my life for the sheep. Where did He get these sheep? He said, the Father gave them to me. He said, I don't lay down my life for goats. There's goats and there's sheep. But He came to give His life for His people. And they were predestinated, predetermined by God, preordained to be in the family of God. Let me ask you, are you a parent? Do you have children? Did they decide to have you, or did you decide to have them? Huh? Did they cooperate? Did they let you be their parent? Did they decide one day for you to be their parent? You say that's absurd. Well, so is this notion that we let God be God, that we let God into our life, that we decide to have eternal life. No. No, you must be born again, born of God, chosen of God. and all of God's chosen people were predestinated. Everything about them predetermined. God's people loved that. They loved that. They were predetermined. Everything about them, down to the very hairs of their head, are numbered. Bless His holy name. Predestinated to be adopted into His family by Jesus Christ, who bore their sins on Calvary's tree, travailed in birth, as it were, on Calvary's tree. Out of His side came blood and water. And not only that, the church of God came out of His side. And it's all according to the good pleasure of His will, verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace. Salvation is by grace. It's a gift. It's an act of God for His people, to His people, in His people, and by Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He goes on to say this grace is being accepted in the Beloved, wherein He hath made us, that is His saints, His chosen, His predestined people, accepted in the Beloved. Accepted in the Beloved. There's nothing acceptable about us. Oh no. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're unacceptable to God. Sinful. Unrighteous. Scripture says the Lord looked down upon from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand. Any that did seek after God. Any, He said, no, they're all together become unprofitable. None that doeth good. No, not one. But God chose a people to the praise of the glory of His grace and accepts them in the Beloved. Oh, it's not their work. It's not their righteousness. It's not their decision. It's not them turning over a new leaf that God accepts them for. It's the blood. The blood. The righteousness of Christ imputed to them. Imparted to them by the Holy Spirit of God. Yes, this is accepting grace. In whom, verse 7 says, we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace. Yes, this is redeeming grace. There are no redeeming qualities in any son of Adam, but the blood is the payment price, the forgiveness of sin, forgiving grace. He goes on to say, He made known unto them the mystery of His will. That's revealing grace. Verse 10 says He's going to gather them all together in Jesus Christ. That's gathering grace. Verse 11 says they inherit their joint heirs with Jesus Christ. They inherit heaven and eternal life. Inheriting grace. Verse 13 talks about being sealed with the Spirit of promise, the Holy Spirit. That's sealing grace. Sealing grace. Oh, it's all to the praise of the glory of His grace. What about you? What is your salvation? What is your confession? What is your testimony? Huh? You saved because of something you did? Something you decided to do? Something you let God do? Or are you saved by grace? 100% by God's grace. If so, you're going to give Him all the glory and all the honor to the praise of the glory of His grace. Oh, I pray, I hope, by God's grace, that He will open blind eyes and deaf ears and give you the knowledge of the glory of His grace and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next Sunday, amen.